Now back to the Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTanya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're in studio with Dr. Lloyd Jackson of Texarkana, Arkansas Independent School District. It's certainly a pleasure to be in here. He's giving his story. Dr. Jackson, we're glad to have you.
Excited to be here, for sure.
As always. It's a good thing to be able to have a conversation with you about what's going on. And so I guess my question for you is, now that you're back in town, you had an opportunity to visit some of the elementary schools. I'm sure the middle school and the high school would be next on your list. And so you're kind of getting a feel for what's going on. And then, you know, nobody is not expecting anything from you right away because you just got here. But my thing is, what do you see the vision going to be for the school district now that you have arrived?
Certainly. So, great, fair question for sure. And I'm spending a lot of time in these first few weeks, really the first two or three weeks, mm-hmm. two or three months, mm-hmm. Doing a lot of listening, mm-hmm. learning of what's going on, mm-hmm. Right before we start to lean into what are those actions that we're going to mm-hmm. take. Mm-hmm. And so you're right. My calendar right now is real crazy. Mm-hmm. And so this is a good opportunity to mm-hmm. get some one-on-one time.
Right.
Because every day is jam-packed with meetings and conversations so I can learn as much mm-hmm. as I can. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, there are really two big pieces we want to do as we push this work forward. One, have academic achievement success mm-hmm. for our students mm-hmm. so that next part is applicable, is our students are leaving us prepared for the world beyond mm-hmm. school. Mm-hmm. So we do those two things well, mm-hmm. then we're going to be a successful system. Mm-hmm. And when we have students who are achieving academically, and then when they leave us, are prepared and able to write checks, have some soft skills to be employable, mm-hmm. able to do the work they need to do in order to go to that next level for them, if that's a 2-year institution, if that's a 4-year college, that's on to be a doctor, a lawyer, vocational, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever that looks like, get your trade, having them prepare for life after high school, mm-hmm. because adulting is going to hit you at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you want it to or not.
Yeah, it's coming.
And life will be lifing.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So what are we doing to help prepare them for that? Mm-hmm. And we know that if they can read, they can do mathematics, they can work as a collaborative group, mm-hmm. they're going to be more likely to be successful mm-hmm. along this journey.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, within that vision, do you see a possibility of changing some of the things that are going on in the district to help you get to that point with that vision to say, because I know, again, you're new, and I understand that mm-hmm. you haven't been able to see everything, mm-hmm. you know, but you'll be able to identify those things, and you'll say, hey, that program I don't think is going to work, but I think we should try something else different here. Yeah. You see that happening?
I certainly see, and Mark, I'm not sure why you would come out here saying cussing words like change. but
I was about to say, what did he say?
You know, for some people,
for some people,
change is a bad word.
Right.
But I had a wise man once share with me, either change is, you're going to go with change, or change is going to go without you.
That's
going to run you right over.
That's right.
Things will change no matter who you are.
Yep.
So there will be some shifts. There will mm-hmm. be some changes mm-hmm. as we move along. What those are, we'll be very strategic about.
Mm-hmm.
And we want us to come in and try to toss over the apple cart mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. start everything brand new. But mm-hmm. where can we make those strategic moves mm-hmm. to say, you know what, we're doing this really well.
Mm-hmm.
How can we refine that and make that more mm-hmm. productive or mm-hmm. effective? Mm-hmm. And then what things we need to cut off?
Mm-hmm.
You know, some things we're doing and we've not evaluated them.
Right.
So what are those things we need to evaluate and say, you know what, this isn't doing what it needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
It may be a great program,
mm-hmm.
but is it serving our purpose?
Right.
Is it doing what it needed to do?
So did you come in this position by yourself, or did you bring another team with you?
I am coming in by myself.
Oh, mm-hmm. wow.
And so, but here's what I've learned. And the way that's possible is, we have some great people in this district.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Arkansas School District. I say this to them, and I'll certainly say it publicly, is, as I interviewed, and certainly as I'm now in the system working, I am not sitting there saying, who do I need to fire?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Who
That's
is, because these people are incompetent. I don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're very fortunate. in the roll of their sleeves. I think what we have to do is just create the vision,
okay.
figure out what it is we want to do, and I think we have a staff that is willing to do just that
because they want to win. Proper tools.
You got it.
That's beautiful.
You got it. People want
That's
to
beautiful.
Win in TASD, and as I tell them all the time, I'm all about winning. I don't care what it is. If we're playing checkers,
don't like to lose.
I want to win.
Since fifth grade, y'all, he don't like to lose.
I heard that.
You caught that.
got that.
And listen, I think that's actually a benefit to you.
It is.
As well as the district, because one, the change in leadership, and then two, if you already have tools in place and you have personnel that's in place right now that can help you bring that vision come into fruition, then that's going to make your job that much
easier. Most certainly.
So, you know, it's a good thing that you have those things now. And I'm sure that at some point in time, once you get into it more and do some more evaluating, you'll make whatever necessary changes that need to be made. And of course, some people will agree and some people will disagree. That's just the nature of that beast of that job. And so while you're doing that, it's good to know that people know what the vision is that you're trying to do. So when they see these changes, they can say, okay, maybe that person didn't or that particular program didn't follow that vision. And so, okay, we can understand that, and then they can see that change and bring them together. Because a lot of people don't understand, you know, education is not the easiest thing to deal with. And for the sense that you got to deal with state regulation, you got to deal with parenting, you got to deal with the school, you got to deal with the kids. So you're dealing with a lot of stuff.
Dealing with a lot of stuff.
Right.
And a lot of variables that go into that. And I think that's where it's important for us to come into spaces like this and share our vision and to do this more often, to talk through why we're doing what we're doing, because when you do things in moving parts, you don't often have the time to pause and say, here's what we're doing, why we're doing it.
Right.
But along this journey, people need to, one, have trust that we're doing the right things.
Yes, yes.
So that's a benefit for being away for 25 years. I'm not coming in and trying to get rid of people I don't like.
Right.
So one of the things that we started, we're really about the community and trying to find a way to bring the community together. And you just getting here, this is your second week. It's almost unfair to have you in here because you're just getting here right now. But what I would like to say is, can we challenge you, maybe bring you back maybe every other month or something like that, so we can talk on these issues and stuff. And that's something that you can help us with the committee to better Texarkana as a whole, and we can help you because we also have ways to get to maybe the parents or something that maybe you might not have as an effective way. And it's all about partnership. And neither one of us have children in it anymore, but we believe in our community. So
absolutely,
we definitely would like to ask you that.
I am open to coming and being involved in dialogue, and we're going to create systems within our district where we have teachers, classified staff, our students, and parents having those dialogues within our system that are very explicit around what we need to do to improve how we do our work very regularly. And my goal is to do that every month. We're bringing those teams together. So I'm happy to be involved in that kind of thing every other month or so. And because it gives me, it's twofold for me. I'm being very selfish. The more I'm sitting in a room with people who are decision makers or who have an interest in what we're doing, the more I'm able to then share what we're doing and how we're doing it and create ambassadors for
that's
our
what
system.
It's about.
Because I can tell what I can tell, but if you tell it, you're going to tell it to your
exactly.
people. Yeah. And so it spreads out a lot faster.
And and that's one of the reasons why, and to her point, having you on, and, you know, after a couple months, you get in there and you may see some stuff, and you might see something, a program or something you want to introduce. You introduce it to your staff, and then it's going down. And now, okay, this is a good way to say, okay, ladies and gentlemen of TASD, this is the thing that I want to see happen. And you come out and you make that explanation. And so now you got all that circulating around, too, just as well. So, yeah, I'm in agreement with you. It may be a little unfair, but primarily today is just the introduction.
It's about him. It's
all right,
about
I'm loving. Let me be clear.
You.
I'm loving today. I appreciate today. I sense no unfairness.
Good.
Let's make it happen.
And you know what? It's important that they know who you are as a person. Because we don't want to take that away either. You know, you have the title. You have a position. But I think people respect you more when they know who you are as a person. And Mm-hmm. What I can tell from you so far from when you walked in that door, you have a passion, and passion is so important. Mm-hmm. So many people lack it, and you have a passion. There's no, you didn't come in here and switch up on us and everything. You walked up in the door and was like, I'm here. Let's go. These Let's are my kids.
Yeah.
I got them. We got to go to war. Let's do it. And I can appreciate that, you know. So
My Veronica always gets me, always get in trouble with Veronica. She says, no matter where you are, you're the same.
That's how it's supposed to be.
And I'm a comedian, no matter where I'm in church, I'm a comedian.
See, and there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm the same person.
Laughter is good for the soul.
It is good. Uh-huh. It's like medicine, certainly.
It is.
So if you're listening, y'all, here's your chance. Don't say we didn't give y'all a chance.
That's
give us a call at 903-794-1047. I'm going to throw a topic at you because I was on Facebook. Mm-mm. And Facebook has this group called Texarkana Cheers and Jeers. Mm-hmm. And it's people from Texarkana talking about good stuff, bad stuff. And they had a big, long rave about this lady said that she took her child out of Texarkana, Arkansas middle school because their child has been bullied really bad and nothing's being done. And it would have been okay if one person just wrote it, but it went on and on and on and on and on. So I want to be able to throw one topic at you, even though it's about you. I want to be able to throw one topic. How do you intend to change? Because this is a change. We need a change. Dealing with stuff like bullying and disciplinary actions and stuff like that at all levels, because that was middle school.
Very fair question, and I'll start by saying, you know, I got a chance to work in Hot Springs as a middle school assistant principal.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in Kansas City, and mm-hmm. I oversaw three of the four middle schools within Kansas City. And I will say this, not as an excuse, but as a reality, middle school is hard.
Oh, mm-hmm. yes. That's oh, yeah. hard.
It is
oh,
yeah. hard on the students. It's hard on the parents. It's hard on the teachers. Yeah, mm-hmm. Middle school is a hard thing.
You go from innocent elementary school to middle school.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute.
Supposed to be somewhat like grown. And
right.
So on one day, they want to be adults. The other day, they want to be back children. Into mm-hmm. children. Mm-hmm. So middle school is a difficult age altogether. Mm-hmm. And then you add on there that B word, bullying.
Right. Right.
At every level,
right?
Even as a grown person,
right?
Mm-hmm. Bullying is kind of like beauty. It's hard to really describe it,
mm-hmm.
but when you see it,
you know it. You
right.
know
it. Yeah. And so bullying, it's a real thing. I don't disagree that it's a real thing, but it also looks different depending on who's looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to create policies around, you know, here is what we define bullying as, and we expect for sure mm-hmm. our administrators to follow that policy. Don't always get it right, I'm sure.
Right.
And as we go through this, the thing we have to do, the thing we're doing now, is looking through our handbook to define what are those things mm-hmm. that are not, and what those are consequences are along that journey. And so we have to be a lot more responsive. So what I hear when I hear those types of stories is I hear parents who don't feel like they're being heard,
mm-hmm.
students who do not feel like they're being heard,
mm-hmm.
and then on the other side to that is that we're not doing a good enough job of ensuring that people feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do we do that every day? Now, some of that comes with communication.
Right.
You know, that nothing's being done. Well, right. Our challenge on the other side to that is, if I go and discipline LaTanya Michelle's baby, then I can't go tell Mark, here's what I did to
right.
little Johnny.
Exactly.
And so we have some restrictions even to say what we can do.
Exactly.
That's right.
Outside of saying we followed our handbook.
Mm-hmm.
Then, because as soon as I tell Mark what I did to LaTanya Michelle,
and then I'm with Mark's going to tell somebody.
Because LaTanya Michelle going to sue you. Now I got to lose my child.
Right. Now I got to
lose. Right.
exactly where that was going to go. And so we had to be very cautious and very conscientious around how we do the work. But people need to feel safe, feel heard, feel supported. Mm-hmm. And we're going to work on that. We're going to work on that. And we've made some changes already.
Okay.
And we'll continue to. Because discipline in my interview process.
Already? And you saw week two?
Oh, yeah. Because you got to remember, on day number two of week number one, we hired three principals.
Yeah. Okay. One of them was at the middle school.
One of them at the middle school.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we're doing some things.
Okay.
And we'll continue to push and do the work we need to do to move our system forward in all areas. Certainly, discipline was a cornerstone. When I talk to students, when I talk to faculty, when I talk to parents, it has been coming up over and over again.
Okay.
It's something we're taking a good hard look at and see what we can do to ensure that people, because when I hear discipline, I keep going back to, I don't feel safe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the other side to that is, you can't get mad at me when we start holding people accountable.
Exactly.
Exactly. Including right. your child.
Including your baby.
Including your baby.
Believe me, I'm there.
And so that's when we'll start getting the phone calls right. from mamas. And I'm okay with that. Right. And daddies. Right. You can call. That's right. fine. Right. But we're gonna toe the line.
Right.
Here's the
As
consequence.
You should. Right.
And
As you should.
We're going to follow that consequence all the way through. Because when you get into the real world,
mm-hmm.
That's
how
it
works. That's exactly how it works.
I used to tell my son, before you tell on somebody else, the teachers, understand you better have your story together because I'm either going to go off on the teacher or you.
Right.
Hey, one of y'all.
Mm-hmm. Right. Somebody ain't right.
Hey, somebody ain't right. So,
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're in studio with Dr. Lloyd Jackson, TASD. Take a quick break. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more of The Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTanya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas on 104.7 KTOY.
I hate insurance companies. Not the people, just the process. I'm Monty Murray with the Murray Law Office. If you've been injured in an accident, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So give me a call at 903-823-3000. I'm located at 3918 Texas Boulevard here in Texarkana. I'm Monty Murray, and I can help you through this process. Call me today.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Plus, with our spring savings event, you can buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more units. Just text OLD to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text OLD to 200-300 to buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now, save an extra $30 off every unit. Hurry, this incredible offer is only in April. Text OLD to 200-300. Text the word OLD to 200-300. OLD to 200-300.
Transform your thinking. Transform your life. Transform your destiny at Transformation Center International in Texarkana. If you've ever wondered why you're here, what your purpose in life is, or who you really are, discover the answers and enjoy life as it is meant to be lived. Transformation Center International is your life center. Join Apostle Dennis Cook as he guides you through God's Word to uncover the message that God wants to give to you. Every week, you discover valuable lessons and insights to help you find more fulfillment in the journey of life. Hear from Apostle Dennis Cook each week at Transformation Center International. Sunday mornings at 9, Wednesday evenings at 7, and on the first Sunday evening of every month, come to the Empowerment Service at 6:30. Transformation Center International, your life center, where you'll find life and life more abundantly. It's at 1111 Hazel Street in Texarkana, Texas. Call 903-280-1051.
Now back to The Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTanya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas.
And we are back. Big shout out to our sponsors, Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas, Home Sweet Home Texarkana. If you're interested in home ownerships or real estate investment, they are the people to see. Check them out at home at vcoft.org. Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas.
Hey, all right. Listen, we're in studio with Dr. Lloyd Jackson, TASD superintendent. We're certainly glad to have him. He's been really open and honest about who he is and what his vision is, and we're certainly glad to have you on the show. Thank you for being here today with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah.
I have a question for you. So, you left Texarkana about how long ago?
25 years
mm-hmm. ago. Okay. So back then, About 25 years ago, I remember because I used to live in Texarkana, and I used to come visit Texarkana, and I used to love coming to Texarkana. It was just a richness to it or whatever. Our legends are very important, the older people here. Now when you go through Texarkana, Arkansas, it's kind of a different vibe. It's like really quiet. It's almost like a ghost town, and it's like they're putting all the side and not the Arkansas side. My question to you, what was your view of all that coming back? And what do you think about all that?
Yeah, it's a very fair question, and I will not disagree that there is a lot happening on the Texas side.
It is.
And the question I have is why?
Why?
And that's the things I want to dive into. And so I'm sitting, and I've got a chance to go to my first Chamber of Commerce meeting last week. Mm-hmm. So that was
for
fun
Arkansas,
to kind of be in the room.
Or is it Texas?
I think it's one.
Okay.
It's one, yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Washington.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I got a chance to be in the room as they talk through some things, and I look forward to being in that space as an ex officio member of that board so I can learn what's happening there. Also, getting engaged with the Economic Development Council and trying to figure out what's going on there. So this isn't a new scene even there. Because when we were in Texarkana, Hot Springs, in Hot Springs, we had some of the same challenges.
Okay.
It was a downtown that was dilapidated. It was a downtown that, for all intents and purposes, was dying.
Right.
And that was maybe 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been to Hot Springs lately,
it's totally different.
That it is a totally different vibe.
Downtown Texarkana is a total different vibe. It's growing.
Yeah.
It's growing, right?
And so I want to be, an exciting part for me is to be a part of that revitalization.
I like
of the Arkansas side, and what is it we're going to be doing, or what we can do to help move the Arkansas side forward. And I want to be involved in those conversations. And so sitting with the mayor, city managers, sitting on those particular councils to kind of talk through what is it from my seat I need to be doing to support that.
I love that. I love that. I think that's very important. And I personally, too, believe that Texarkana within the next 3 years or so is going to be totally different, and it's really going to blow up. And I'm glad that you're saying that. I'm glad that it's not just inside the school and that you really do believe in your city. Because that's significant for you being in the position that you're in.
Most certainly. Yeah. Most certainly. That's the exciting part. Yeah. To come back and to see where we are now and to envision
and to be able
where
to
we're going to be.
Yes. I think the same way. Yeah.
Listen, if you want to talk to Dr. Jackson, please give us a call at 903-794-1047. This is the only time you're going to probably get one-on-ones because he's a busy, busy man. Right now, so please give us a call if you're interested in having Dr. Jackson asking any questions or talking to him. We certainly want to give you the opportunity to do that. And to Latanya's point, it's good to know that you have that interest in, you know, the community outside of just the education part, because another piece of that puzzle where people understand where you come from and where you are now is knowing that community and that gap that's in between there, so you easily to what your vision is and knowing where some of the the shortfalls may be, and you can help assist to get to that particular point.
Certainly. Every community I've been involved in, I try to become actively involved with.
Leader.
Yeah, and that's because I realize that, again, we can do so much in the school, and we do a lot, but we can't do all the things.
Right.
And we can't be everything to everybody, but we can team up, collaborate, and make some things magical.
Mm-hmm. So where can we find out all the information that's going on? Is a website for the school?
Mm-hmm. There is a website.
So that will be updated of all the projects and different things that you have going on?
We are going to be doing some overhaul, some redesign at some point with the website.
Okay.
That's one of those things. It's on the to-do list.
On the list, to-do list. Okay, just double check it.
But there, so that becomes that hub.
That'll be the place.
Of information for a community to learn.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, we're headed there for sure.
Okay. Oh, I'm sure it's going to get updated pretty soon because once you go in there, we're going to start seeing this picture up there. It's going to be at the top up there. Administration. Yeah. Good to see that.
So is there anything that we forgot to mention before we...
Yeah.
That you wanted to put out?
I heard you slide the name in, but Veronica?
Oh, yeah. The wife, Veronica. Yeah.
The wife.
Yeah.
You playing with the wrong person. The significant one. Okay.
She is certainly... my biggest supporter,
and
she, this is not possible without her saying yes to a lot of things.
Exactly.
Her saying yes to making a move from Hot Springs to Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Her saying yes to coming from Kansas City back down to Arkansas. And then because the story I tell is that I was at Henderson having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
When I said I was having a good time, I was having a good time. In development, if you're not familiar with that, we get a chance to really manage donors and mm-hmm. relationship with donors.
Yes.
And so you're having some good lunches, some good dinners, some good parties.
Right.
Expensive, you know?
Right. And so you're having a good time.
Right.
With a stress level, as I say, it was at a -7.
Love it.
Easy life.
Right. Easy life.
Yeah.
And so when we started talking through this, Veronica looked at me and she says, "Why are you chasing after stress?" And my response, very simple, but very quick and true, is that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
This is calling me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And so this work really is a calling for me. It really is a drive to come back and to pour into a community that literally poured into me as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm grateful for Veronica. And and God has ordained some. Early on in our relationship, we've been married, we're going on year number 12 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Early on in our relationship, we wondered if we would have children. And we got to a space of like, okay, it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's next for us? And start to try to drive some things differently in our lives. And if we had children at this point, I couldn't be here in April.
Makes sense.
Because
you're
trying to move a whole
Schools
family.
Exactly.
Right. And we're very fortunate. He just ordains things so well. Because even with Veronica, and people oftentimes wonder, what does she do for a living?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she has fun.
That's what I'm talking about, Veronica.
She has fun. She works for the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville.
Okay.
So she 100% remote.
Okay.
Okay.
And so no matter where we are,
she's good. Yeah, she's got good. It going on.
And so again, he just lines it all up for you in this journey. And so She's a partner, certainly in this work. So when you asked that question earlier, I paused some when you said, "Are you bringing anybody with you?"
Mm-hmm.
Work-wise, no.
No, but your partner.
But in this work?
Yes. Yeah.
Veronica, we got some Motrin for you. I don't know why. Just hit me up and I got you. Thank you so much for being here. We got to close out. We've run out of time.
Oh, my. It's been an hour already.
Already.
An hour. No, that shows how good you are.
Yeah.
So that means we got to bring you back.
Yep.
Everybody, now on behalf of myself, LaTonya Michelle.
And Mark White.
And all the great and wonderful people here at Texarkana Media Center. Thank you for being our listeners, for being kind enough to tune into the Sunday show.
Remember, you're listening to KTOY 104.7, the station that cares about the quality of your life, the soul of the city.
In case you want to hear this show again, podcasts for this show and previous shows are available online at www.ktoyfm.com or Texarkana Media Center app, KTOY.
Listen, if you want to appear on the Sunday show, please contact me at 903-276-1899. Please keep in mind we prefer to schedule the guest a month in advance. Give us a call. If there's any way I can get you in, I'll do the very best that I can. Listen, we love you. We certainly appreciate Dr. Jackson being in studio with us today. We want to thank you for tuning in. We hope that you join us next week for the Sunday show. Please have a wonderful week.
Bye, everybody.
The Sunday Show on 104.7 KTOY has been brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas. The Sunday Show will be back next Sunday morning from 9 to 10. If you have questions about the show or would like to be a guest, call Mark White, 903-276-1899. Or LaTonya Michelle, 404-429-1863.